This is Rhema for today.
If healing belongs to the church, if it is the will of God that the church be well, be healed, and be whole, and be healthy, how come so many of them are sick? How come the majority of them are sick? Because of the lack of right teaching. Because of a lack of knowledge of God's Word.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, The Integrity of God's Word, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
When God began to speak to me along certain lines, and in fact, I was impressed by the Holy Spirit just to study about the fatherhood of God, to study about the nature of God. Or sometimes we just sort of have a fuzzy thinking along this line. And I remember I began to do some extra study along some of these lines, some extra time of waiting on God and fellowshipping with Him. And I began to see Him. I don't know whether I can even explain it in human language or not. But I began to see God in a different way than I'd ever seen Him before. Until I almost cried out, "Dear God, I really didn't know You." See, I knew who He was, but I didn't know Him. And He began to say some things to me and tell me some things about ministry and my ministry and some things that I should do and that have absolutely changed my life and changed my ministry until I was so overwhelmed. I was so overwhelmed until it's just hard to describe. I was so overwhelmed until I think I must have went around weeping and crying for about a week. And said, "He's just different than I thought He was. He's just different. Oh, it's so wonderful to become acquainted with Him. It's so wonderful. It's so wonderful to know Him." Hallelujah. I wish I could describe it to you. I can sense it in my spirit yet, but I can't get it out. I don't know. I don't know words or not. I mean, there's some things, you know, I think, like Paul said when he was caught up evidently into paradise or the third heaven, that he heard words unspeakable which is not lawful for to utter. There's some things that's not lawful and there's some things that you just can't. I mean, there's no way. There's just no way. Well, is it God's will? Let's ask ourselves the question. Is it God's will that His church be riddled with sickness? To be so would be to be oppressed by the devil. Now, you see, here's something I want to see. If this ever dawns on you, if what I'm saying to you ever really, you know what I mean when I said dawns on you, I mean registers on your spirit, I'll tell you, bless God, if the devil comes around with anything, you'll go after him tooth and tongue. You know what I mean? I mean you'll get after him in a hurry. It'll just make you mad. But you're not going to attack me. You're not going to attack the church. Now, let's look at it from another angle for a moment. We are the body of Christ, aren't we? I said, aren't we? Christ is the head. You see, let me go back here for just a minute for some of our folks, you know, because we got new people coming in every week. Down here, there was a Southern Baptist pastor received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and he's like I was when I was a young Baptist boy preacher, got the baptism of the Holy Ghost in 1937. He got excommunicated. He received the left foot of fellowship among the Baptists. In fact, they wouldn't even let him back in the pulpit to preach after they heard him speaking in tongues. Well, he just out here, got a family, you know, nothing. So one of the full gospel churches, they needed help anyway, and they had an empty one of their houses, larger church, and he had majored in music, both he and his wife, as well as being a preacher. And so they were music directors in the church, and I came along to that church, you know, and preached. Then sometime afterwards, I saw him, and he said, "You know, Brother Hagin," he said, "I've read the New Testament through just again now since you've been in our church, And you know, I know you just preach divine healing, you know, all the time, just everywhere. And he said, I read through it. I believe in divine healing. I almost understand it. But I just can't see all that in there. Now, here's why we don't see it. I said to him, well, it don't have to spell out divine healing for it to be divine healing. I said, I see divine healing in every chapter, almost in every verse, and almost in every line. I said, for instance, in the Lord's Prayer, he said, pray my will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Is it his will for people to be sick in heaven? He said, no. I said, well, that's divine healing then, isn't it? Oh, he said, I'm going to read it through again. I saw him many months afterwards, and that Baptist preacher, spirit filled, now said, you know, Brother Hagin, I read the New Testament through twice more since I saw you. He said, I'm getting like you. I see divine healing in every chapter and every verse and every line. Praise God. You see what I'm talking about now? Now, ask yourself this question. See, here's another view of it. We all know, without me turning to scriptures, I know you know the Bible well enough, and I'm not going to take time to look them up, that we are the body of Christ. Christ is the head, we're the body. We're members of the body of Christ. Is that correct? Well, now let me ask you this question. Could you conceive of the physical body of Christ when he was here in the earth? When Jesus was here on the earth, you see, with his physical body. Could you conceive of that body being filled with cancer? Could you conceive of him having pneumonia or diabetes or high blood pressure or low blood pressure or heart trouble or TB? Huh? No. Now, we are the body of Christ. You are a member. Could you conceive that it is the will of the head of the church for his body to be sick? I want to ask you this question. He's using the human body as an illustration. Your head is the head of your body. Does your head want your body to be sick? You see, friends, settle the issue. Once you settle it, you can't be moved. Once you get the word of God into you, you can't be moved. They may be saying everything all around about you, but you can't be moved. See, a good friend of mine, don't misunderstand me. I love him. He's a good preacher. He's you know, he's born again, filled with the Holy Ghost. That's a good work, you know. But he thinks I'm wrong. I know he is. About this, on healing. Yeah, now God, here's what he says. Now God does heal, all right, if it's his will. And he sees fit to. Well, he'll do that, all right. But it's not God's will for everybody to be healed. Well, now you see, if a fellow really stopped and analyzed what he's saying it's not the will of God that the body of Christ be well. It's the will of God that part of the members be diseased. I don't believe that. I believe God's highest and perfect will is for us to be well. Now then, to prove that he's right and I'm wrong, does he go to the Bible? No. He goes to Brother So-and-so, who was a fine pastor. Don't misunderstand me. Loved God with all his heart. But he died. So see, that proves it wasn't the will of God to heal everybody. Because if it had been the will of God, he'd have healed him. That's not the way you prove out what belongs to us. If you're going to follow and ascertain what belongs to you but what some Christians have, you'll never have much. You're going to have to ascertain what belongs to you as a member of the body of Christ by what the Word of God said. Hallelujah. The Holy Scriptures. Now, back to a little thought that I raised earlier. If healing belongs to us then, because folks ask me this, if healing belongs to the church, if it is the will of God that the church be well and be healed and be whole and be healthy, how come so many of them are sick? How come the majority of them are sick? Because of the lack of right teaching. Because of a lack of knowledge of God's word. Because they do not know what belongs to them in Christ. Because if they do begin to see what belongs to them in Christ, They don't know how to make it work for them. They don't know how to take advantage of it. And so the devil takes advantage of them. When the believer, let me make a statement here. Why don't you just write it down? Think on it a while. You won't get it because I said it once. When a believer in the quietness of his own spirit, when the believer in the quietness of his own spirit recognizes the utter integrity of the Word of God. When the believer, I want you to write this down, I want you to think on it, I want you to meditate on this statement until it gets down on the inside of you. When the believer in the quietness of his own spirit recognizes the utter integrity of the Word of God. Did you get that now? I want you to think on this. That's not all the statement, see. That's just part of it now. The good is about to come here now. Amen. Want to say that again? I want you to think on that statement till it just seems like it's a part of you. It's just a part of you. When the believer in the quietness of his own spirit recognizes the utter integrity of the Word of God. You got that now. Disease and sickness and failure. Disease and sickness and failure are the things of the past. Disease and sickness and failure are the things of the past. Always think of them as being in the past. I'll make the whole statement again. I want you to think on it. I want you to meditate on it. If you don't get anything else out of what I said today, get that. Don't let it get away from you. When the believer in the quietness of his own spirit recognizes the utter integrity of the Word of God, disease and sickness and failure are the things of the past.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Kenneth Hagin's book, How to Fulfill Your Divine Destiny. Next is Lynette Hagin's book entitled, Along the Way, Building a Legacy That Changes Lives. Last but not least is Denise Hagin Burns' CD, Anchor Moments. All these items are for the special price of only $26. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. Rhema. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
We are taking applications now for Rhema Bible Training College for the fall semester. Wow, it's hard to believe that this year is going by.
It's going by so fast.
And so if you're interested, you can just go to rbtc.org/apply, and there's an application right there.
Tomorrow on Rhema for Today, we'll continue Kenneth E. Hagin's life-changing teaching. That's next time on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.